May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 283. 'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? 283.
Thank you. Read together from the most holy word of God, Psalm 139 and Psalm 143. Psalm 139 and then 143. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and know me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit? Or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. For Thou hast possessed my reins, Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in Thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are Thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with Thee. Surely Thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against Thee wickedly, and Thine enemies take Thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate Thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against Thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In Thy faithfulness answer me, and in Thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with Thy servant, for in Thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee, as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us the reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God. O thou hast spared our unworthy lives to gather in thy courts on this another Sabbath day. Thou hast not cut us off as our sins deserve. In mercy thou hast remembered us. And truly we have to say in wrath, thou hast remembered mercy. O Lord, we confess we are sinners. Sinners of the deepest dye. And O Lord, we do not deserve even the least of thy mercies. Ah, but hast thou not favoured us once again to be found in thy courts where thine honour dwelleth? Blessed be God, the day of grace has not ended, and the door of mercy is not closed. Oh, may we each be found then as that beggar poor. At mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. For we have to confess our universal emptiness, our poverty and pride, sins of every shape and form, sins of omission and commission. Ah, those sins and of thought, word and deed. Oh, may we know the language of one, creating me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within. Oh, we plead, wash us every whit, and make us clean in the precious blood of the Lamb. It's our only hope. Can we not come with the hymn writer and say, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And certainly there is nothing in us to give the Creator delight or merit any esteem. Certainly there is nothing in us. We have to come with nothing in our hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, ere I die. We each hasten on. A never-ending eternity is before us. Leave us not to be found resting upon any rotten props, false foundations. Ah, Christ must be the way. Oh, Christ, formed in the heart the hope of glory. Give me Christ, or else I die. Or may we be found like those Greeks of old, not just entering into thy courts through custom, but all with the sirs we would see Jesus. Sirs, we would see Jesus. Oh, longing to lay hold upon thee by faith, longing to view through the lattice of the gospel the altogether lovely, the one whom we desire, our soul desires. And our old nature will never desire thee, find that conflict, do we not? Constant warfare, but oh, the living soul cries out for the living God. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. O Lord, remember us each, then we plead. Thou lookest upon the heart, and thou seest all the desire. And those wishes which seem so weak, or perhaps there is one they feel are so tempted of the adversary, ready to give up, no more to call upon thy name. But all those wishes which seem so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Or breathe upon the dry bones, and give that sip from the well of salvation, give that crumb that may fall from the Master's table. Or lift up the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Lord, thou knowest, or where the fearful worm Jacob's are. Fearful worm Jacob's. On the one hand, they fear to presume, and yet on the other hand, oh, how they do long. They long for Christ. They long for thee to speak. They long for thee to grant those tokens for good, those tokens of thy special care. And so we plead for each one, and as thou dost look upon the heart, thou knowest thy waiting people, where they are, those poor trembling worm Jacobs, with all their fears and with all their foes of every shape and form. O Lord, draw near unto them, and comfort their souls. Oh, may there be even this day, even spoken unto them, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness have I drawn thee. And they see by faith, yes, may not have the full assurance of faith, but they see by faith that love which has drawn them. That love which has constrained them, that love which has changed the heart and renewed the will and turned the feet to Zion's hill, that love which has taken out that heart of stone whereas once they were unconcerned they came and went to thy courts, never gave it a thought, return to the things of this life, and thou hast given that desire. Ah, because thou hast loved them, taken that heart of stone, given that heart of flesh and those new and living desires. Ah, Lord, do then grant them even this day those refreshings, renewings, those liftings up. Lord, may they hear thy voice. May they hear the voice of the shepherd leading them. Ah, and they see by faith that one that's leading them forth for that right way, that they might go into a city of habitation whose builder and maker is God. Yet at the moment the way is so dark, the pathway is tried. Ah, at times I wonder where the scene will end. But, O Lord, may they yet prove, even as the psalmist in Psalm 107, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord, that it is through tribulations and trials and storms and dark places. Oh, because it works in them this, then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles. And they proved this, thou dost hear and answer. Thou dost grant those deliverances, those helps by the way. To remember the dear young friends that have gathered, we look upon the babes in arms and those that are growing up. And Lord, have mercy upon them. Work in their hearts whilst young in years, we plead thy tender fear. Oh, work in their hearts whilst young in years. Take them in hand, O Lord. Oh, may they know in their childhood days what it is to call upon thee in their times of trouble. Oh, hedge them about. Oh, hedge them about a dark and evil day in which their lot is cast. But blessed be God, thou dost reign, and thou dost have that regard unto thy people. And thou wilt watch over them and preserve and keep them. Oh, Lord, may they, as they grow up and go on into years, maybe now look back and say, kept by the power of God. And to remember them as they go on into life. And Lord, all that concerns them there, future pathways. Lord, in having to commit it all unto thee. Perhaps they're finding at times, yes, how dark and mysterious is the way. They're finding now it is through much tribulation ye shall enter the kingdom. But oh, may they prove the God of all comfort. Ah, the God of all comfort, the Father of mercies. May they prove the word, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And so, Lord, do grant them those helps and those comforts and all that pertains to them in their young lives. Lord, do keep them in the hour of temptation, keep them close to thee. May they be there, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Remember those in the midst of life, in all their cares and concerns, and Lord, what a day we live in. And things change in a moment. Oh, it seems at times we may be sailing upon the sea of life in a calm manner, and then in a moment a storm overtakes us. Ah, we know what it is at times, wit's end. Perhaps one knows what it is, wit's end. O Lord, may they prove Christ is in the vessel. May they yet be able to smile at the storm as they see that one, that pilot in each storm, Christ himself. Lord, do then remember each one in the pathway of life and all the cares and concerns and the things that are hard to be understood. Lord, may they yet prove, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Oh, thou knowest our thoughts, our carnal reasonings seem to get the better of us. We can't lift ourselves above them. Carnal reasoning at times brings us very low, for it cannot see, and so will not see the wisdom in thy dealings with us. But oh, may it yet please thee, reveal that which thou hast purposed. May they each yet prove, it is I know the thoughts that I think toward you, and their thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give an expected end. For thy thoughts are not as our thoughts, neither are thy ways as our ways. But, O Lord, do remember such. Remember those in the even time of life, and feel the mud-walled cottage shake. Heart and flesh begin to fail. The grasshopper becomes a burden. O Lord, may they know what it is to the everlasting arms of the God of Jeshurun, who rideth on the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the skies. Oh, may they know that one that has brought them even hitherto, that has not failed them nor forsaken them. Or may they know, even as David in his latter days, when he mourned over that in his own heart and his family. May they know this. Oh, what a testimony indeed. What a foundation. For it was Christ, was it not, made known unto him, the author of that covenant, ordered in all things and sure, whereby he could say, he hath made with me an everlasting covenant. Ordered in all things and sure. This is all my desire, although he make it not to grow. Yes, he mourned over that, as he felt perhaps at times no fruit and no growth perhaps. But there was his desire. His desire was after thee. Oh, may they prove that one that has bound them up in that everlasting covenant that is unalterable, unchangeable, and cannot be disannulled, cannot be overthrown, whatever the devil may speak and as it were stir up those thoughts in the mind. It cannot be overthrown or brought to naught. For is it not, I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? And so we plead for those in the even time of life. Remember the afflicted. For those been laid aside and know what it is, beds of affliction. Oh, those afflictions. Oh, may they prove that all must come and last and end, as shall please our heavenly friend. And cannot some of us say it is through those afflictions we've learned more of our wretched self, of more of a precious Christ? Sanctify the path and sweeten the pain, and bless all the means that are used. Oh, be unto them even this day that great physician. Oh, that great physician. And so do remember them. But any with a particular path, a tried circumstance, and they feel so lonely in the way. At times they feel no one else understands. My case is so peculiar. But, O Lord, even as Job, what a tried path he had to walk through. What a tried path indeed. But, oh, there he could say, he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So, Lord, remember such, we plead. Remember us also as churches and people. Throughout this nation and nations abroad, we would bear before thee those that are persecuted for thy name's sake. Lord, remember them this day. Maybe meeting together in the dens and the caves and the woods and the forests and in those far off places. But, O Lord, do bless them indeed. May thy presence be known and felt. Remember us in this nation, Lord. We see there are many assaults, other not against true godliness. Oh, secularism, atheism, false gods. Oh, all these seem to rise up as that great and terrible multitude. Like Jehoshaphat of old, we can look and tremble. Neither know we what to do, but rise up unto thee. Oh, may it please thee, do yet work in this nation, and turn us once again, and we shall be turned, stem that awful tide of ungodliness. And Lord, if it could please, it might be yet a repealing of those laws which are so contrary to thy word and thy laws. They're an abomination in thy sight. Lord, turn us once again, we plead, and we shall be turned. Show our leaders what they ought to do. But work mighty in the hearts of the people. Or there might be yet even those empty causes of truth up and down this land. Many sinners awaken around to come and fill the place. And Lord, even around the villages here. And in this village, Lord, are the none of thy dead elect, whom thou hast a purpose of grace toward, and will yet, in thy sovereign time and way, bring them to that time of need. Lord, hasten that time if it could please thee. Bring them in like those Greeks of old. May they know what it is to smite upon their breasts and cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So, Lord, we plead, strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. Remember also those that have the authority over us. We're exhorted to pray for them. Give them wisdom in all the complex affairs of state. And, O Lord, show them what they ought to do. Oh, put thy fear in their hearts. Lord, at times we think, with many it is self. They want to make a name for themselves in the earth. But, O Lord, do yet raise up those that fear thee. Oh, may they be found even in those high places, those places of in the government of this nation. Lord, there might be yet once again said, righteousness exalteth a nation. Exalt this nation. We're a sinner's reproach. We are a reproach. Lord, we have turned thee the back and not the face. We deserve thy just judgments. But, O Lord, thou hast in wrath remembered mercy. Thou hast heard the cries of the remnant. Lord, may we be found crying more earnestly, Lord, remember this guilty land. Have mercy upon us. And if 10 righteous may be found, wilt thou spare this guilty land? Lord, remember us then. But oh, search our hearts also, try our ways. Oh, may we not be found rolling as a sweet morsel under our tongue some sin. Or may we be found walking in the tender fear of the Lord, close to thee. Lord, we have to confess, like the hymn writer, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love, take, oh, take my heart and seal it from thy courts above. We thank thee for all thy mercies and favours. We've lacked nothing, great has been thy faithfulness. And can we not say, truly it has been, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. We would desire to praise thee, to praise God from whom all blessings flow. Oh, do accept our praises, we plead, and now make one in our midst. Bless us each together, break the bread of life unto us, and may there be a portion for seven and a portion for eight, and all thy servants have gone forth to labour this day, may they prove it also. They're pouring in into that empty earthen vessel, that we may pour out. It might yet redound to thine honour and thy glory, that thy name shall have all the praise. Pardon and forgive then our sins, our failings, our shortcomings. Wash us each in thy precious blood, we plead. For Christ's sake, amen.
Hymn number 1036. Seek ye my face, the Saviour cries. My soul, where canst thou find supplies? But in the Lamb for sinners slain, who has not shed his blood in vain. 1036.
Thank you.
Seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to Psalm 139 and read the last two verses. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, reading the last two verses. Search me, O God, know my heart, try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Oh, the psalmist, yes, did he not know and feel in his heart that there is one that searchest all and knowest all, a God before whom he stood, that knowest all, even the intents of the heart. Nothing can be hidden from him. Yes, he knew it and felt it. And he knew also and had testified, no doubt, for his words declare it, concerning the Lord's gracious dealings with him. The Lord's gracious dealings with him. Yes, and even testifying, even before he is brought forth from the womb. And to him these were precious thoughts, were they not? Precious thoughts indeed. But oh, as the psalm closes, there was that question, there was a questioning for a start, was there not? Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? Yes, he could say, I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. But oh, was there not a thought there? Perhaps he realized and felt again of those two natures which the Lord's people prove. One that is very much of the earth, earthy, the old man of sin, and also the new man of grace. Yes, the old man of sin doesn't get any better. In fact, I feel at times in my own heart rather grows worse. And yet we trust that there is a growing in grace and a knowledge of him. But sometimes I feel as we grow in grace and the knowledge of him, there's equal, a greater knowledge of that old man of sin within. But oh, do you prove also, yes, as you feel that old man of sin within, you can't keep your own soul alive. And at times that old man of sin, the old nature seems to rise up and get the better of us. Get the better of us. And so as the psalmist here, there was this wrought in his heart. As I said, no doubt, realizing and feeling that warfare. On the one hand, the old man of sin, which is still in league with Satan, and yes, is very much of the earth, earthy. On the other hand, that new man of grace. But oh, sometimes when we feel that rising up of the old man of sin, is it not that a searching of our hearts? And we come like the psalmist here, search me. It brings us to consider, as I've been brought to consider also, that our heart by nature, as we read, do we not, in Jeremiah's prophecy, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give it to every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. Do you find at times these portions search your heart? What a mercy indeed if there is that searching work. Consider it even on the past day and this morning. If we knew not a searching work, would we have reason to believe we were not in that path? In that path which leads unto life. Yet, when that searching work begins in the heart again or is renewed, at times it seems so dark. So dark. Can't always see those evidences. And the hymn we began with, seemed to touch even send me the language of my soul. Did you find it the same? We long for the Lord to bless again, to appear again. We long for those fresh tokens. We're made honest. Come with the psalmist then, search me, O God, and know my heart, try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. The language then of the hymn writer, disappoint, I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? If I love, why am I thus? Why this dull and lifeless frame? Hardly sure can they be worse who have never heard his name. But all the hymn goes on, dear Newton, I believe he knew these. Yes, he couldn't have penned such a hymn unless he was brought into that path. But oh, what a mercy if we can come even with a hymn writer, whereby a little evidence, we can see a little evidence, even in the darkness. Could my heart so hard remain? Prayer a task and a burden prove, every trifle give me pain if I knew a Saviour's love. But oh, was there not there even the remembrance of that love? Couldn't speak of it otherwise. Wouldn't men have speak of it? Was it not so when we were dead in trespasses and sins? These such languages that wouldn't have come into our head, wouldn't have entered into the mind. But oh, if there's that tasting of his love, has been that taste in time past, is there not the remembrance of it? Is there not the remembrance of it? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And in the second psalm we read all the language there. Can you not come with the psalmist there? I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. Did you find, perhaps even in the night season, much that caused you distress? I can remember waking in the night. Began to muse on this and that. Well, not muse, but my mind went round and round various things. And I began to consider that those things that were going around in my mind were of the earth, time and sense, yes, lawful in their place. But then as those thoughts went on, I began to consider this is a Sabbath morning. The Sabbath morning. And where is that thought concerning eternity? Where is that thought concerning my never dying soul? My need as a sinner? It seemed to be far away. And it seemed, yes, in the night season. Where was that desire? It wasn't as we read in the Song of Solomon, by night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. To me it seemed far from it. How sad our case by nature is. Of the earth, earthy. And how often our thoughts are bound up in things which are perishing, and how little, and at times there is no thought concerning our latter end, or even as I felt in the night season, the Sabbath day. And yet I trust it caused this poor sinner to groan, but the thought remained there. I woke again, the same thoughts. Solemn indeed. And yet, what a mercy. Our dear friend read the word of God this morning. So I heard him begin, I thought, Psalm 84. I trust my soul went out even with the psalmist. How amiable. What a mercy indeed if it is so. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Mercy indeed. That the Lord, even in that I felt, the Lord heard even my desire. Yes, that which is of the new man of grace. And so kindle it again. stirred it up. My soul longeth, and I felt yes. Amidst all what I felt in the night season, my soul longeth. Yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Oh, do you then come even as such? On the one hand, much to oppress of your old nature, much to bring darkness upon the spirit and bondage in your soul, yet with a living desire, 'tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought, do I love the Lord or no? So in the night season, my heart seemed hard, far from the Lord. This morning I turned to the Word, and even this morning as I read just those few verses in Revelation chapter 3. So the Word searches the speaker, may it search the hearer also. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God, and we have to acknowledge it. Believe I quoted in prayer the last words of David. He had to acknowledge that his house was not so with God as he would have it, the new man of grace would have it. So we have to acknowledge, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Ah, what a mercy we read. Ah, yes, in returning rest shall ye be saved. Is not the word for the rebellious also? Our old rebellious nature, our hard heart, by nature, as we said, gets the better of us, soon turns us aside and find our thoughts very much continually the earthy. Can't give ourselves one good desire or ourselves one good thought. But the Word stirs us up. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. And oh, what a solemn word it goes on. And I felt it so again in the past week. Oh yes, we fast, hasten on. And how we need even as that desire of the psalmist. That desire of the psalmist in that psalm. For what if he should be found to cast away at last, or to come short at last? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth, hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit.
So I trust it stirs up in our heart and my heart to be made right and kept right, to be not left to my deceitful heart by nature. To be left, to rock to sleep in Satan's cradle. Oh, how Satan is that real foe, is he not? And so there's a needs be, for these searching words, searching work, and a continuance of it. Oh, a continuance of it. I believe the psalmist David must have known and felt it in his own heart. For in that Psalm 143, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me. Is that your desire and mine? Cause me. Leave me not to my wretched self. Leave me not to my deceitful heart. Leave me not to my old deceitful nature, carnal nature. But oh, lead me forth by that right way, that I might go into that city of habitation whose builder and maker is God, but cause me. So said in the night season, I had no power, it seemed no power to change my thought. I had no power over that desire which seemed to be bound up in something which was of this life. And yet on the other hand, that thought that eternity, a tremendous sound, and my need as a sinner was far from me. Those thoughts were not there. But what a mercy, groaning, being burdened. Groaning, being burdened. Cause me. No doubt David felt in his own heart he had no power nor will in and of himself. He knew his old nature. Ah, he proved it, had he not, again and again. It brought him the cry thus, cause me. Take me in hand. Leave me not to my wretched self. And certainly leave me not to any rotten props, false foundations, or anything like a bed too short to lie on, or a covering too narrow. Perhaps it's a bed too narrow to lie on, or a covering too short. You know the portion I mean. Christ must be the way. And so that psalm, our dear friend read it this morning, it seemed to touch my heart. And that hymn as we begun it this morning. What a mercy if we have that desire in the midst of it all. Whereby we can say, how amiable. Or have we not proved, yes, almost those places and times and seasons. But the Lord has met us in his courts, favoured us in our souls. And you come up like those Greeks of old. Sirs, we would see Jesus. Sirs, we would see Jesus. The spark of living faith, though damped, it shall never die. Sirs, we would see Jesus. And all as that psalmist then drew toward the close at 84, Can we not say in the midst of it all, yes, all that opposition we feel, all that of our own nature, that we can say, for a day in thy court, we long for it. Heard one speak not so long ago, I believe it was last Lord's Day. He longed for a good day in the courts of the Lord. Didn't tell you what his pathway was or his trouble was, but perhaps he felt even as a psalmist. Yes, the wretchedness of his old nature. And he longed to enter the courts of the Lord. They might see in another save Jesus only in the midst. For a day in thy courts, or can we not say by faith, a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Rather be a doorkeeper. Ah, what a mercy indeed. Is there not one humbled in the dust? Oh, they want to make a name for themselves. They'd rather be in that low place. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. But as that hymn went on then this morning, when I turn my eyes within, all is dark and vain and wild, filled with unbelief and sin, can I deem myself a child? If I pray or hear or read, sin is mixed with all I do. You that love the Lord indeed, tell me, is it thus with you? Yet I mourn my stubborn will, find my sin a grief and thrall. Should I grieve for what I feel, if I did not love at all? How solemn then, if we never grieved, yet on the other hand there are painful places. But how solemn if we should never grieve. Ah, but oh, what a mercy then. Is not that grieving because there is that heart of flesh, a heart of stone doesn't grieve, doesn't feel anything. A heart of stone knows no changes, but a heart of flesh grieves. Oh, what a mercy indeed if it is so. Your eye should know a heart that grieves. Oh, can we not look back to a time when we did not grieve? Came and went, satisfied with dead rounds, empty forms, satisfied with a form of godliness which hath no power. But oh, to know that grieving. And amidst that grieving, that lifting up of the hands unto the Lord, that lifting up of the hands, oh, that crying for mercy, crying for the Lord to appear, crying that we might hear his voice, speak the word only, to feel his touch, and the application of that precious blood. Oh, can we not come with what we read? Ah, yes, even in Paul's epistle to the Philippians, is it not? Whereby, yes, we're brought even there with the apostle. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, and my Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him. Or is that your desire, is that mine, that I may know him? Does that not come in with the desire of the psalmist, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning? Yes, on the one hand, hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Ah, the pit, is it not? That remembrance, yes. Their soul and their sins deserve an endless hell. And their sins that testify against them and that continually testify against them. And those departings from the Lord, or when our heart seems as far from the Lord as ever any of the wicked in the world would ever be. And certainly then, is it not? Hell, ah, yes, man may speak of it lightly, or dismiss it, but it's real, is it not? It caused that poor sinner to tremble. The language of the hymn writer comes to my mind, when thou, my righteous judge, shalt come, to take his ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, yes, worthless in the fact that you feel so wretched, brought to feel it again, so wretched, in of yourself you're nothing. Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Ah, desiring then to be led forth by that right way, oh, desiring like that sheep, ah, oh, cause return. Ah, oh, perhaps bypath meadows, gone after gods of this world. Ah, oh, we're no different than the children of Israel. Soon went to whoring after other gods, they not. We're the same. Can soon, ah, oh, go after the gods which the world pursues with great energy. But oh, to return. Ah, in returning at rest shall ye be saved. For the rebellious also. Cause me to hear. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness. Ah, is it not then the poor sinner wants revelation of Christ? Ah, yes, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Oh, to be lifted up once again out of that miry clay. Lift up again out of the dunghill. The feet set upon the rock Christ Jesus. Cause me to know, cause me to hear. Leave me not to myself. Search me, O God, and know my heart. And try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Oh, and that poor trembling sinner, made honest in the sight of God. Oh, yes, he won't want to be deceived. He doesn't want to be deceived. Doesn't want to be left to sparks of his own kindling. Wants divine reality. Christ formed in the heart the hope of glory. But all in that desire. Ah, yes, he'll be made honest in that way. The heart made tender, search me. Search me. Oh, we may speak of the sins of the world. We speak of those sins which we see manifest around us. But oh, search me. Comes down to self, does it not? Your sins, your never dying soul. You brought out place, yes, you can't point a finger at another. There's enough in your own heart and your own path that causes you to grieve. Search me. And you won't mind being searched even more. And that poor sinner, what will he do? Be brought to that place looking alone unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith. What a mercy if you and I should prove, yes, in that place perhaps of darkness and distress, that there is that one that's the author of it. Oh, blessed be God. That he's the finisher of it also. Lead them forth. He will lead them forth. But that right way. That I might go to that city of habitation. Whose builder and maker is God. Is not in the hands of man. Ah, do you find it so? You have no power over your old nature. And you long for the Lord to subdue it. You long for the Lord to take you in hand again. Oh, to bring you back like Mary was at his feet, hearing his words. Some of us, we can look back to those times of our espousals. But oh, how it was. Those times of our espousals. Many a time found, whenever we could pick the word of God up, and there, we were feasting upon Christ. But oh, what has it been? Many days have passed since then. What do we find? We return to our sad place. We long for the Lord to return. We long for the Lord to return and breathe upon these dry bones that we might live. Cause me to hear. Oh, is it not there? The longing for that, the blessed Spirit to breathe upon. Ah, but the Spirit has caused that one. That is the Spirit moving within, is it not? Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. And it comes, the time is gone. It comes to this. Teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God. Thy Spirit is good. Lead me. Ah, what a mercy if that should be your plea and mine. Yes, lead me. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. Ah, quicken me, cause me, lead me. Lead me in that way everlasting. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £680, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Burgess will address the Sunday School this afternoon. Mr. Javies Rutt is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Jonathan Buss next Lord's Day, who also hopes to administer the Lord's Supper. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for Christian concerns. Let us close with hymn 1038. Sinners in their deep affliction sigh and groan beneath their load, long to read their own election, and with pleasure say, My God, trembling, fearing, hoping still in Jesus' blood. 1038.
do be pleased to bless that which is of thee. And cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all that thou hast seen amiss, and anything which is of the flesh, anything of self. Lord, cover the mantle of thy forgiving love. Do be pleased to come up with us again in the evening hour. O Lord, oh, do speak the word only. Speak the word only. And soften our hearts, Lord. And put that new song of praise in the mouth. O Lord, we plead. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.